and welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us, brought to you by Comedy Here Often Podcast Network. I'm Gina Harms, the host of the podcast, and today I am joined by two very exciting guests. First time having two guests on, Jen and Sylvia Soska, the Soska sisters. Hello, thank you for being here.
Hi, Gina. Thank you so much for having us and for you guys listening, because it's going to be hella confusing. This is Sylvia. I kind of sound like a chipmunk on Fast Forward. I don't know.
And I have a slightly deeper voice because I used to date Jack Daniels. We still see each other and I always regret it.
Yeah, Jen and Jack.
I love that. Jen and Jack. I mean, yeah. He's with everybody. That's why we had to break up. It was bad news.
Yeah, classic. Well, you know, that's a good whiskey.
That's that just reminded me of a movie quote right off the top in Coyote Ugly. She's like, I only serve Jim, Jack, Johnny Red, Johnny Black, and Jose, all my favorite men.
I love that movie. That was a different time, right? Like totally. During like the 90s, like that was Pamela Anderson time when things were like more like sexualized and exciting. And you're like, whoa, she's a stripper superhero. Cool. Like, yeah. All right, sure.
Yeah. These women just dance on a bar and we were like, this is empowering.
Well, you don't know, right? Because I think it's part of wanting to grow up so much. You're like, yeah. Oh my gosh. And like, I think me and Jen had a weird perspective of it because like they were like, there's two of you, so you must be the Olsen twins. And they're like, sing for kids shows. And we're like, oh, we're kind of weirder than that.
Still spoken to someone who has danced on a bar.
We have danced
when
on
you're
a bar.
Twins, like, you're just invited to like, I think we were a halftime show.
The Wayans brothers were customers at the time. And I always thought it was cool because they weren't gross at all. They're like the nicest dudes ever. And they tipped so well. They're like, oh, thanks for their entertainment. Entertainment ladies. And I was like, this is nice. Is the whole world like this? It isn't.
I would rather dance on a bar for 5 minutes, aka 1.5 songs, than do a full shift and make like no money. You just go to the drunken assholes that are at the bar and like, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Basically twin logic.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, we worked for a promotions company for a little bit where we were professional twins. So we have a lot of weird adventures. We were professional twins.
We're not amateur. We're the real deal. Yeah. You got us.
We did kids clowning too, like kids' birthday parties. But we noticed that it got weird because like we were teenagers and we were doing kids' birthday parties. But like there'd always be a point where the kids left and the dads would just hang out with us. And so they'd be like, so ladies, what are you clowning? And I'm old enough to know how inappropriate it was. But back then I was like, so does your wife pay me now or later? You want your face painted too? That's weird, sir.
Yeah. Oh, just trying to be professional.
Yeah, like, I think so. I think girls aren't taught to be punk rock until you learn that as you grow up, or if you listen to like Danzig as a kid, you already have it figured out.
Right. I don't know anyone who did that. Maybe.
Yeah. No. I think when you're a kid, you're a nerd, but in a nice way. You don't have judgment on it, so everything you like, you're just like, this is the best.
Totally.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I didn't even say off the top that you make horror films, just for the listeners.
Oh yeah, we do.
We've always loved scary stuff. I didn't realize it was like a niche. I just thought that because I like Adam's Family and stuff, and my mom would watch it with me. There's no point where it's like you're watching something bad or naughty until you went to school, and then the normal kids were like, oh, it's scary. And I was like, oh, you didn't see the edge on the side, or the blood wasn't correct color. Like I went from like I have no idea to I thought I was like Dig Smith, who is one of the greatest effects artists in the world.
I watched the Human Centipede with you, and she's like, how their mouth isn't close enough for it to be ass to mouth. I'm like, Jen!
I'm like ass to mouth about a couple centimeters off. I don't know.
Okay, so I guess for the podcast people are coming to this wonderful like chaos tornado. Jen and I are the Soska sisters, known as the Twisted Twins. We have done 5 feature films that are horror movies, 2 seasons of a horror game show. We've written for Marvel and for DC Comics, and we worked with WWE Studios. We're big freaking nerds. Big freaking nerds.
Love that. I should have said that all off the top. Thank you for doing your own.
I should have. I got too excited that we were talking. Like, no. I always forget there's a start and there's a big end. I feel like maybe God, like, we're endless. There was no beginning, Gina. We were always talking.
It's a circle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also, I love people knowing who we are before we put the labels in, like being Canadian identical twin sister horror directors. It puts us in this weird little niche box. And I always like it when someone sees one of our films and says, oh, I don't know, a couple of girls made them. Like, oh, thank you kindly. Yeah. It's a big compliment.
But it's also a, like a softcore diss against all. Whoa. They do that to Canadians too. They're like, you're a Canadian director. Oh, they're like, sure. Oh, wow. I don't know. Canada made stuff like this. And it's like, what do you guys expect? Like, we do good.
Only James Cameron. There's only one Canadian director, right?
And David, we are everyone between James Cameron and David Cronenberg. And also like Mary Harron. Like, we have freaky people making cool movies.
Yeah, totally. I was going to say, it was James Cameron's now ex-wife. She's not Canadian. Catherine Bigelow.
But I feel that
can we have her? Can we like, keep her? She was married to a Canadian. Did she have Canadian
to claim
now?
Her? And I was like, wait, she's not.
If I was prime minister, I would just be like, and now you are a Canadian citizen. You can, and you know, no judgment of anywhere else. But if you just want to move up north, you know, come on up.
Well, if I ever got I'm prime minister for a day, what I would do is like promote our national cinematic identity and take everybody Canadian and put them on the money. Like Celine Dion, boom. Pamela Anderson, boom. Deadpool, Wolverine, boom. You're all on it. Catherine O'Hara, and people are like, whoa, my money is sick.
That's who I want to be our prime minister. I think it should be Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy.
At the same
together.
Time.
Together.
Because I just trust them.
I do.
You know?
I do.
If they're doing something evil, I'm like,
they're not going to lead us to destruction. And if they do, I respect them.
Yeah. It'll be a funny destruction.
Like SCTV people can destroy the world if they needed to. Yeah.
I would like a funny apocalypse for a change. That would be cool.
Yeah, apocalypses totally. Are downers now, doesn't it feel like it?
I didn't realize it would be so much waiting. You know?
The longest apocalypse ever.
Oh my God. COVID's become like the worst Simon Says game ever.
Yeah.
Like, people are just, and it's like, oh, no, Simon didn't say that. Simon didn't say that. But, you know,
it's the worst game of telephone, too. People are like, oh, hey, did you hear? And they're
heard
whoa.
This.
I hear COVID is through iBeams now, but it's okay. If you wear glasses, you're good. And you're like, all right, for sure.
Okay. We're all wearing if you say glasses. COVID 3 times in the mirror, you catch it.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Nice Candyman plug, Jen.
Right.
Yeah. That's the biggest grossing movie by a woman director and a person of color, a woman of color.
The new one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The Candyman movie. Yeah.
Cool. Yes, we can. I'm doing the flex. Yes, we can. We can do it.
I think it's so weird. 50% of the planet is women. And every time we do something, they're like, whoa.
Oh, I know.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you do that? And be like, well, you know, you fell out of a woman, right? So, like,
right.
And you have nipples too for no reason. So you're kind of like a fake chick. Kind of like, I don't mean to be this guy, but you know, it's X, Y, not Y, Y, S.
We all start female. I feel that this male, the Y chromosome is like a deviation from what was the original design. Yeah. Like something broke off, the like little X part broke off. Have you ever seen something that's born X, Y, Y?
I don't know.
Yeah, hyenas happen sometimes. No, they become super rapey and super violent. Yeah. And they like don't, they're just like so aggressive. Not saying there's anything in the Y chromosome. It's just, we should look at hyenas.
I think it's a trouble starter sometimes. Like, I feel like some dudes are like, I think that's because there's not enough safe spaces for rough play. And even saying that in today's like society, it's like, is that just a safe word? It's like, no, you know, just like having buddy time.
Fucking answer to everything is guys should practice S&M together. You know?
I feel that's a lot of trust and communication. And isn't that really what everybody's lacking today?
Yeah, Mark and Gerald are so close now. What if they do a new workout routine? Yeah. You're so even tempered.
It's this new kind of therapy.
It's new. I feel like it would be really popular. Like, did you ever hear the story of how porn started?
No.
You're
about to.
Well, it's just because from that story. So this gentleman, he put out an ad in a paper and was like, does anybody want to see pictures of naked ladies? If you do, send it to this PO box and we'll see what happens. Right. Oh. And he was like, I don't know. And then he goes there and the post office place is like, oh my God, you have to come in. We have stacks, all of mailboxes, all in the halls. We have so much. And I was like, wow. And then so funny, there is something with a diplomat and they start saying that you can't put this image on the front page because it's very rude. And what they did was they put a slit with heron and everyone's like, oh, that's a that's a lady's apparatus. You can't do that. And he was like,
that's what they said. It was a lady's apparatus.
That's what they said because so it was upset. In good old times in Europe. And
this is before you can click to you porn and been no like, internet. Seen it, there was,
this
seen
is pre
it.
Anything. Yeah. And anyways, he made sure he got a big stink and everybody was like, this is disgusting. This is disgusting. And at the end, it turned out it was an armpit. And so he did get the right to put in lady apparatuses because they're like, see, you guys freak out about anything.
You don't even know
it's
what it is.
It's a matter of perspective.
Yeah. So I hope I've inspired all you little pornographers.
Hey, from my understanding, Pornhub's not down today. So maybe that's your new social media, guys. Maybe you go
everybody's just talking in the comments down at Tentacle 7. They're like, hey, man, how's your day?
Yeah. This is what my breakfast was.
Desensitized. By the time you're on that animated hentai, you're pretty desensitized. Right. And you're like, you can be having like cereal and be like, whatever is this like?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Instagram and Facebook are down because this is going to come out later. So
in the future.
I'm sure all of you will remember. And as I was arriving, they're like, they're starting to experience trouble with Twitter because everyone just left every other social media.
Yeah.
I'm like, Twitter's down. It's like, no, the servers are like, oh my God, they're coming back. They're coming back.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I thought the group chats, like text messages would blow up and everyone would be like, hey man, I just want to talk to you, but I don't have anything to like this morning. I don't have, like,
so if you can't slip into someone's DMs, how do you communicate?
I did that this morning because there's some people I regularly talk to every morning and I was like, and then I looked at my phone because I have their phone numbers and I was like, no.
Do I do that? Do I contact them?
That's too personal.
It's like, that's a text.
It
like
almost
a phone
feels
call.
Aggressive
you feel like,
now. Like, I texted you. Oh God, is everyone okay?
Yeah, but if someone phones you, you're like, what are you, a psychopath? I'm just going to talk to you and go into my ear.
If someone phones you, they are a psychopath.
They're a psychopath.
Oh,
they
are. There's only without warning?
Yeah.
Without warning,
only three reasons to ever call. One, it's so complicated. Two, you're my mom or my grandma and you want to hear my voice. You love me. Aww. And three, you're trying to bullshit me. And guess what way usually is bullshit me without what I call a paper trail? Oh, I think I said on the phone. No. Write it down so that we can analyze it from every angle afterwards.
A little free business advice for you guys. Get it in paper, especially if someone's sketchy.
Definitely. If you call Jen, she's never picking up. Like if I pick up when you call, know that I love you like intimately, like you're my soul friend.
Right.
Yeah. I feel maybe I'm not warm when they call because I'm so surprised. I'm like, hey, is everything okay? And they're like,
Same. My mom called me twice the other day and I was at work. But like the fact that it wasn't just once and I didn't answer, she called me a second time and I was at work and I saw it and then I just was like, I have to text my mom. And then I was like, is everything okay? And she's like, I'm just driving home from work. Just wanted to call. I'm like, you called twice.
Oh, right. Because she's from the generation when talking on the phone was normal. Yeah. Almost like a nice thing.
Yeah.
Now it's like, just like,
I talk to her quite often on the phone, but like, I was like, no, twice is weird.
You're a good daughter. Well, it's good that we're all in alarm. Well, we are in a weird crisis in the world. Of course, we're all like, oh my God.
What happened?
It could be anything. Someone could text me, the zombies are here. The aliens have arrived to save half of us, but you got to go now. I'm like, thanks. Sending the text to everyone. Group chat. It's happening. Signal everyone.
Send the blast.
Yeah, exactly.
What have you guys been watching lately? What's some pop culture that you're into right now?
There's a show that I'm obsessed with because I'm obsessed with psychedelics as a ways of mental health.
Yes.
And it's called 9 Perfect Strangers. Oh. It's on Amazon Prime. Yeah. It is starring Nicole Kidman, who just looks so god. She looks like Galadriel from Lord of the Rings. Like she's this beautiful, gorgeous
woman.
I've
seen her wig in it.
And it's a show about a place called Tranquillum. And this lady, Masha, who is like Nicole Kidman, she gets these people that she studied the trauma of and she brings them into a controlled environment where she slowly feeds them mushrooms and hallucinogenics to kind of force them into this group therapy of, you know, addressing their trauma. And I think it's fascinating because years ago, Timothy Leary, who is actually a psychiatrist, when he was a young psychiatrist, he lost his wife to depression and she committed suicide. And then he tried mushrooms and he thought, oh my God, if only my wife had this, this would have been a huge, you know, breakthrough. Wow. And then, you know, flash forward through the 60s and 70s, we have the reefer madness. And then, like, if you do psychedelics, you go
the
insane.
War on drugs.
Drugs won that war.
Man. Drugs is still
don't
winning
a fight
that
with
war.
Something so strong.
Yeah. It's a mini series. It's like 7-8 episodes long, but it is so beautifully acted. Melissa McCarthy is in it. Michael Shannon's
unbelievable. Yeah.
And it's just one of those series. Like, usually you see a mini series and you're like, why is anyone even making this? And I can only think the reason someone made it is because this is how they address their own trauma. It's about the place called Tranquillum. And I'm like, fuck, I wish this place existed. I would go there and be like, pretend I'm dying.
It exists in Beverly Hills. I bet it has just a different name.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. It's so good. I'm so sad that it's only 8 episodes, but it's insane. It's so effing good.
Yeah, well,
I censored myself out of respect for how good it was.
Yes. And I think Gina gave us a blood. How many F-bombs do we get? 1, 2, 3? As many?
As many.
Very liberal with the F-bombs. Yeah. Very liberal. I'm into it.
Go crazy.
First.
Go fucking nuts.
Go fucking nuts. I used my sorry, mom. Sorry, God.
I think everyone consumed Midnight Mass also.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to do any spoilers for you. Are you a horror person, per se?
Not really.
Really?
No.
What's your favorite horror movie?
Now we both creeped on you.
If you picked one, what is it?
If I picked one horror movie? Oh,
aside
that's
from
so
my movies, of course.
Jen, shut up.
I did watch American Mary. I did watch it. And it's good. I was like, it's like more like body horror than I like, but I, you know, just shut my eyes at that part.
Yeah, it's pretty horrific. But I rewatch it and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, no, I did really enjoy it. But my favorite horror movie, that's such a hard question because I just generally try and avoid it.
But if there's one that you watched and you're like, this didn't scar me, sure. I kind of like it. You know, I bet you would like a movie called, what's the one with Uncle Charlie?
Stoker.
Have you ever heard of a movie called Stoker? Oh, it's amazing. It's by Park Chan-wook.
It's the same
guy. I always worry
that
I don't say it in the right order.
The Vengeance trilogy, which includes Old Boy. It's his first English speaking movie. Oh my God, are you into Nicole Kidman thing? Because she's in that too.
Yeah, she is.
Jen.
She's such a
guy. Is it because she's single now? Jen's just putting it out there. Nicole, I know you're listening.
Jen. For a little pop culture shout out, listeners, if you haven't seen the photos of Nicole Kidman after her divorce was signed with Tom Cruise.
Those are great.
You know, sometimes I just look at them to pick me up because she's also a very frail, delicate person, but she's like, she is celebrating
it's
hard.
It's a powerful image.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's like the on the other eye of the lions of the spectrum of, have you ever seen Jamie Lee Curtis scolding someone?
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Powerful.
Just with her
and it looks
up.
Like she has to shush them twice. I'm like, if she shushed me twice, my soul would leave my body. Like with that, like,
yeah.
Yeah, she has that like kind of Carrie Fisher like icon, like I don't give a fuck kind of attitude. Totally. Like you can't push me around. Like I think she was just at a screening for Halloween Kills and the end of her speech was, and I don't want to meet any of you or sign anything, so leave me alone. I was like,
that's incredible.
I would have been like, I filmed it here. She told us no. That's my memory forever.
She also had a t-shirt cannon and was shooting t-shirts. Like how much of a euphoria as a fan do you need? Like I remember just the movie was enough and you'd get like an action figure and you'd feel like your boss. And now you're like, I talked to the creator and told him to go fuck himself. And then he blocked me. So I retweeted it. It's my pinned tweet. And you're like, whoa, I would never. Yeah. But good for you, I guess.
You know, I'm glad I'm a wrestling fan. Because you can see both ends of the spectrum.
Oh,
they say the
faces.
Bad reaction is no reaction.
Oh, you're right.
Try and take think of that. If you ever get hate, just be like, it's like negative super love.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna put a small stack of horror movies together and let you borrow them, Gina. Just for prosperity, cool. I think you would enjoy them.
Thank you.
I want to bring you onto the dark side. I mean, like, you've been watching some crap.
I've seen The Exorcist.
Nice.
That's a great movie.
Iconic. That's probably the best horror movie I'd say.
Honestly, like, because it's like, and it's like not too scary because it's old and you can kind of be like, okay, I can separate myself. But I mean, when I was like 12, 13, it's like The Ring and like The Grudge were like super.
Nice.
And The Grudge was like something that my best friend was like terrified of.
That's the guy that goes,
Yes, I would make that sound, and she would freak the fuck out.
That movie was frustrating for me because I was like, it was Sarah Michelle Gellar, so I was like, Buffy, get it,
yeah,
Buffy. But you know,
she was not Buffy.
She was like Naomi Watts. Like she's like, I'm just so beautiful, and there's a mystery, and I'm trying to solve it with my eyes and my expression.
Right.
And sometimes it works out, and sometimes it doesn't.
There's so many things that happened in that movie that I would have been out.
Oh.
By before. And I always like the tenacity of these like final girls and final boys in these horror movies that are just like, they see like a little ghost child with a meow, like face right. in the attic. And they're like, I'm going to stick around. They might need my help still. Like,
no. I think if The Ring was done today, they'd put it like on YouTube and everybody would just like on the planet would fucking die in a week. It'd just be like, everybody, oh my God, I put it on. And everyone's like, whoa, this is sick.
Yeah. Or you wouldn't believe it. You'd be like,
no one would believe it. I wonder if she can be like tons of her, because that's a lot of Samaras climbing out of a well.
God.
Being like, another person watched the video.
It would be like, God, even as they were dying, people would be like, fake news.
Oh, it'd be so, it would be like, oh my gosh, like her, like when ScarJo became everywhere, Samara would be everywhere.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's a free pitch, you guys. That's free pitch. I just want an EP cred. I don't care. I'm just putting art out there.
What about you? That's what do you like then?
Yeah, what do you like?
Judgmental
right now?
On my nine for. Yeah, I love Nicole Kidman.
Like
Nicole, I know you listen. I love you.
I like wrestling. I like wrestling a lot. Yeah, I've liked it since I was a kid. Me and Jen came in when she saw The Undertaker actually on TV just talking. She didn't know it was a wrestling show.
Yeah, he was trying to ask us, the audience, to forgive him for the story that was about to be leaked. Like they're trying to like
early cancellation. Cancel The Undertaker because he's burnt his family alive.
His family home burned down and he carried the guilt his whole life thinking he was responsible and he burned his brother Kane. Didn't even end up burned. It was Paul Bearer who set the fire because he had they probably like retconned this.
This is, by the way, this is make-believe wrestling real life.
He had an affair with The Undertaker's mother. I remember all this stuff in the 90s.
It used to be racier in the 90s.
And we're trying ideas. It's a child, because this is literally, no one was wrestling. There's just this huge man who was very empathetically asking for my forgiveness and for his belief. And I'm like, I believe you, Undertaker. And then he gets bullied for a year straight by his brother before he shows up. Actually, like, Kane was
so funny. This was the introduction of the brother that was set on fire. And I saw what you were watching, but then there was Shawn Michaels, a Heartbreak Kid, which was just like the hottest, like sluttiest little dude. And he was fighting The Undertaker. I was like, this show is great.
Yeah.
Like he's humping the stage and stuff. And I was like, so this entertaining. Is exciting. Right.
And I'm like, how the fuck does this guy beat The Undertaker? Like this little bitch, what is anyway?
Spoiler alert. Okay. So what happened is Kane interfered with the match with Paul Bearer, and then after Shawn Michaels crawled out of a pool of his blood and put his hand on The Undertaker, which technically is a win. So he technically, technically won, even though there's interference, which happens a lot in wrestling. But yes. I love it. And like, I feel like there's like, it's such a, like a downer in the world and people are like, cool things don't happen anymore. And AEW, which is All Elite Wrestling, they kind of taken all the wrestlers that had no love or didn't really get the right opportunities or whatever at WWE. And you're seeing like Paul White, you know, formerly The Big Show, and like, he's a giant and he's wrestling people right now. It's sick. And then CM Punk is one of my favorite wrestlers. Is a good friend of ours, worked in our Cronenberg remake. He's a much nicer man than he always plays in our horrible movies. I feel he apologizes during takes, and that's true. Even Kane would apologize during takes, be like, I'm so sorry, they wrote this down. I'm like,
I don't use that language.
I don't. Anyway, but CM Punk came back to wrestling and I was like,
I saw that.
It feels like any dream's achievable right now. So like, I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, and then I see some wrestling stuff and I feel like I'm a kid again. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wrestling is cool like that. Like I watched it as a kid and like I was terrified of The Undertaker.
Yeah. Wow. As
terrified.
You should be. Yeah. Like he was a scary guy.
Yeah. But like, yeah.
He's the phenom. He was like possessed by the spirit. Like as soon as the urn was gone, he was his own man. Oh, no one had the theatrics when he sat up and then he'd look at you and be like, oh shit.
I liked him, but I was a teenage girl. My mind was on something else.
So was mine. And I liked Undertaker. And you liked
like me. You know what?
He wasn't a bad looking guy.
The way he pinned people and then flicked his hair back.
Yeah, like, Jen said he was like a stripper. It was like stripper moves. And you're like, ooh.
When
yeah.
I found out men watched wrestling, I was actually shocked. Yes. I called it like, it was like softcore superhero porn where the guys would be all on each other. Like they would do stuff to each other that like in porn, you would be like, no, that's too much. Yeah. But here they're like holding each other and lifting each other. And then the pinning each other, there's nothing more sexual than the pinning.
So we worked for WWE Studios and I remember being backstage and Jen's watched because they have all the monitors in the back. So in the green room, you can watch. And there's a match between two handsome young men.
Yes, it was Randy Orton and Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, I call slutty Undertaker because he looks like Undertaker. Like if you cast him in a porn movie, it's like, ah, that's slutty Undertaker. And I like Randy Orton because he looks like a prison boyfriend, like your hot, nasty guy that just comes and sees you. Yeah.
And then you were saying all these comments right next to Kane, who is a very sweet, conservative man. He's the mayor of Tennessee. And I remember he turned to Jen, he goes, Jen, you don't say that when I wrestle, do I? Do you? And she looked over, she's like, yeah, I say about everyone but you. And he was in his whole face. Oh my. Oh goodness.
I'm talking about this guy who kind of looks like the Undertaker this way. Wait till an actual Undertaker match is on. My God.
That's so
I was also
funny.
Sitting next to Goldust. He was having a laugh about it because he's like, yeah, I am aware.
He got it. He paints himself in like gold. He got it. He was like, it's for the ladies.
Yeah.
It's for the ladies.
It's theatrics. Totally.
Oh, I didn't know you liked wrestling. We gotta get a row. We gotta get a row next time they're in town. Be like, because they love the pantomime. Yeah, it's so much fun going back and forth.
I love that. I don't follow it like as much currently.
I
like did on and off like a couple of years ago, and like Becky Lynch. Cool.
Dude, that was sick.
When she got all like Stone Cold Steve Austin on everybody. She's the man.
I love that you say she was like Stone Cold because she was.
She was. It was so hardcore. And that's because I remember her face got busted in something and she was covered in blood. And she was like,
and she just like kept
she didn't
going.
Give a fuck.
It was cool.
It was the coolest thing. That was like some horror girl realness. Apparently, in at the WWE, they're not allowed to have bleeding anymore.
Mm-mm.
And that was like, they were like back in the day, they would purposefully make sure that they had like blood stuff. And like
called
now,
it juicing.
And now it's like super taboo. So when I saw that and seeing a girl do it, it was just like, whoa, feminism.
Yeah, exactly.
Put her on our money.
It's so funny because it's just like you just don't get to see women do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes I feel like super pandered to. Watched like the Avengers, and I remember the scene in like the
when all the girls come together. Exactly what you mean. Like no guy was available,
you're like,
and they all just land.
I'm being so pandered to right now, but I also have chills.
You know, one of the reasons I loved Buffy is because half the episode, both life and villains, would just beat the shit out of her. I love that she could take a hit, and then she would every Undertaker match, like he would be beaten down during the like, are you kidding me part, and then he'd win towards the end. But that's how a good wrestling match goes. And that's, I think, how we like our superheroes, because like I do feel pandered to. I don't have that easy a life. I don't like show up and they're like, you're the most powerful Avenger, we love you.
Yeah.
Like that's not
killed for a shot at Captain Marvel. When I saw how much hate she got, I would be like, make her the most hated character in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
And now you have something, because she shows up with all these powers and she's like, anytime you're like a good Girl Scout, people are like, fuck that bitch. Mm-hmm. It would have been so refreshing. And it would have been refreshing to see her get frustrated with it, because she's a military chick. She doesn't know how to do anything like this. I would have started her in the bikini thing, like the Miss Marvel, like your ass is half out. Because like there's so many times people are like, oh, do this for camera. Like we had a conversation about this with before, about people going into auditions and like trying to make themselves look away a certain way because they know that they're going to be asked to present themselves a certain way when they're on the date. And it's just like, it's just like such a fucking crazy double standard. It's wild. Like, I never hear about dudes being like, I better make sure I'm sexy for this audition because they ain't going to hire me otherwise. Right?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Did you read old comic books?
No, not
there's,
really.
There is a story arc that you would love. I think Chris Claremont.
I don't know if it's him, but it's classic X-Men. Anyways, yeah, I know what like you're talking about.
It was like in the 80s, but it was when Cyclops was gone and Storm was punk rock and she was leading the X-Men and she even lost her powers at one time, taking a bullet for Rogue, who had just newly become like a good guy from a villain. And Storm's like, well, you can't put a bad guy on this team. What are you?
Yeah, yeah.
You got Wolverine. You're taking every piece of shit, basically.
Yeah.
And it was such an empower. And even when she came back, she had no powers. She still led the X-Men. And it was so amazing. And because she was Storm, her power just came back.
Yeah.
Because she was like, I am the goddess.
She just willed it back because she was so gangster.
Yeah. Exactly. And that was so like, my God, if people want to like, where's the Storm movie? Like she's famous Black superhero that leads the
billions
X-Men.
Of stories.
And also like Mystique, if you want to talk about gender fluidity, like she is more lesbian, but she's pansexual.
Yes.
And she can change her form. And also she's been like the star of how many X-Men movies? You can't give her own comic book and say,
that's so
let's
true.
Have that conversation here.
Yeah. And I love Deadpool, but how long is he going to joke about being pansexual before having a sexual relationship with a dude at this point? I'm not talk about her, jump
you're
on
right.
a dick. Like, I'm sorry, but now you're just a Stifler thing. Like, I get it. But at the same time, when I saw that, and they actually had in the comics that Cable and Deadpool were having fantasies about each other and they're doing all this macho stuff. And I was like, that's like Fight Club homosexuality. I like that. Like, you guys don't really talk about it, but they have that kind of thing. Like, fuck, let one character have it. You're already claiming it, putting them on the like little like promos for your LGBTQ causes that go away as soon as the month is done.
Oh, that's exactly. How I feel it's pandering because they never put people together and like see how the relationship goes. Like even on the Loki series, both Sylvie and Loki are like, are you gay? Yeah, me too. We're both bisexual. Anyways, we're heterosexual, attracted to each other.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you say it, I'm kind
Wouldn't it be dope if Sophie was a dude and they just started like, or Sylvie. Sorry, Sylvie. That's me. That was me showing up in the Marvel universe. You're welcome by the way, y'all. Because I was like, I need Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man again. I was like, how am I going to do that? I still like Charlie Cox as Daredevil. How am I going to do it? And I was like,
I love Tobey Maguire.
Me too. I love
Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire. I'm obsessed.
I love the Sam Raimi films. I love all three of them.
Were they good?
Yeah.
You know what? I think that if people like the other Spider-Man movies, you need to like get your heads out of your ass and rewatch this. No.
There's
so many little moments.
Yes.
Like in the new Spider-Man movies, with great power comes great responsibility, isn't even there. Aunt May, young and hot. So fuck seniors, right? Because it used to be
if you're
this
not
beautiful,
bangable, you're not in the movie.
Man,
yeah,
no offense.
All respect to Marissa Tomei, but
no,
you're right.
I love her. Rosemary Harris is still alive, and she could still play, you know,
totally,
Aunt May in Spider-Man 4. Please, God, let it happen.
When I was a little girl, Peter Parker had money problems.
Yes.
Now, like Tony Stark shows up and says, "Hey, do you want this?"
Yeah, that's unrealistic for kids.
You know. Realistically, if there is an Iron Man right now, there'd be crowds of people showing up, throwing things at him, shooting at him with his own guns, being like, you are a fucking god of war. How dare you pretend that I get to fly around in a war suit? Screw you guys, because I'm rich, I guess.
I remember.
Although that is a really true rendition to being a billionaire, right? If people
it is pretty, I don't know. I remember in the comics, he used to get so drunk that he could like get sick in his suit and it would be self-cleaning. And as a little kid, I was like, man, alcoholism sucks. And then I watch the movies and he gets like a little drunk and I'm like, that's like a night for anybody. I don't know that's alcoholism. It's fun. It's fine.
Any villain got more drunk in Who Framed Roger Rabbit than Tony Stark got in any of his movies. And I watched that movie as a kid.
Yeah.
Everything that was naughty went over my head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I watched as an adult and I'm like, holy shit, this is about racism? I had
no idea at all.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I
haven't seen it in a long time.
The truth is that the cartoons were supposed to be the Black community, and Roger and Jessica were in the two archetypes that they liked their men being funny and their women being sexy, and anything that deviated from that, they just kept them in those boxes.
Wow. Yeah, and Eddie Murphy was actually offered to play
Eddie Valiant.
So he was supposed to be the star in that. And I was like, man, because with Bob
Hoskins, would have made a lot more sense about the racism then.
Right, yeah. Right. I didn't know. I think it was somebody who worked on it who said that to me. And I was like, wow, I'm a fucking idiot. It
would have been so different.
It's based on a book, Who Censored Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know, there cool. we go. We should start reading. That's a good thing. Get back to it.
No, it's okay. Audiobooks, guys. It's okay.
Yeah. As long as someone's reading, you can listen to them read. It's like watching someone game at the same time, right? It's like, this game's too scary. I'll just watch someone else play it.
I'm such an old woman. When I was young, I played video games and watched myself or my sister. Now you find a video game, you're like, oh, it looks scary. Is anyone playing it? I don't want to
know. Yeah, what's this going to be like? Oh my God.
But they are scary.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't play them.
Really?
Yeah, that's not why, but like, yeah,
they are scary.
Yeah, they are very scary. Yeah. Damaging. Scary. They bother me. I'm not enjoying it. It's not Mario jumping. It's just exactly. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's just too hard.
Yeah.
But to go back to more like nostalgic stuff, like were you super into horror movies like right from childhood, or like what were some things you were into?
It was from childhood, always horror, because our mom was really into horror, and she had this huge Stephen King collection, and we were never allowed to read books or watch any horror movies, but we were always bothering her. And then I think when we were nine, she was like, okay, you can watch Poltergeist, and that's it. And if you're cool, that'll be fine. And I ended up watching it with her. And the cool thing about our mom is we would talk about what we watched. And I didn't realize even that. That was just like trying to have an open relationship with us. And after that, she was like, you know what? If you want to watch any more horror movies, if you read the novel first, I'll let you watch the movie, but we can watch it together. And we're like, oh, mom's dumb. Like, and so we started reading like Cujo, Jen read Sleepwalker or Pet Cemetery, and we started getting really into horror movies.
It really confused me about how to spell cemetery
for a long time. I still get confused. Yeah.
I don't understand what the actual Pet Cemetery, I don't know what that is. I just know it's the wrong spelling. Yeah. I've been like, don't spell it like that. I'm like, I don't know, I'm a child.
I remember I got really scared at one point after watching that initial movie, and she sat us down and she was like, well, you know, it's not real, right? And I didn't understand that at a time. She's like, there's writers, there's a director, those people are actors, the monsters are pretend, the blood isn't real, and it's their job to scare you. And I think that blew my mind, and I don't think I remember saying it, but I was like, it can be your job to scare people for a living. And then nothing scared me and Jen. We were like, we have to do it all. And we're like, and every time my mom, like, we were like, let's watch Hellraiser. And she's like, that's not for little girls. And we're like, mom, it's pretend. You're a big girl. And she'd be like, okay, still, you should watch it.
Yeah, there's power in being the scarer and not the scared.
Yeah, exactly. Like I remember as a kid, I used to play with spiders all the time. And I remember one of my earliest memories is holding it up in my little kid hand and see at a party my parents were throwing and seeing all the adults run away from me screaming. And I was like, oh, what? And my mom was like, what are you doing? And she's like, okay, some people don't want to see spiders. And I think that with the combination of horror movies, I was like, okay, so here is a little me that's just, you know, kind of not powerful, can't really do that much, but all of a sudden scares are so powerful, and I could have like something there. And it's something I feel like I get. Like, I get spiders can't hurt you. I get movies can't hurt you. Mm-hmm. But I think playing with everybody else's sense of, oh, maybe they don't know that yet is where the fun lies.
Yeah, that's a cool way to look at it. I love that.
Yeah, that's why, like, I want to scare you so badly. Now I'm on it. I'm like, we're going to play some survival horror. We're going to go to like locations where they shot It and Stanley Park.
Oh my God. Don't worry. I'm going to double check the list that she sends to you, so it's not like Martyrs inside a Serbian film. If you don't know those, those aren't,
I like
those aren't starter level films.
Top of the roller coaster, because then I'm like, just tell them you watched Martyrs and you can watch anything. It's a French New Wave movie. It's a chick flick. It's really good. It's really good.
There are some movies like Kill List, though, that are just so scary and disturbing. And it's not really like, it's not gonna, it's not like, have you seen The Fly?
No.
Man, if you don't like body horror, even it bothers
that's the
me.
Thing, I've heard about it and I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch it.
Prosthetics are amazing, but it holds up. It's all practical effects. Yeah, yeah. And you watch Jeff Goldblum go from like a sex symbol in his own right.
Mm-hmm. I still doesn't believe it. Jen and I deviate on this. She finds him very, I think he's a beautiful man.
We have complete opposite. We have complete opposite. We like the same girls because every girl's a
every
goddess
girl's gorgeous.
And beautiful.
Not, not a bad like, one oh. in the mix. Not a bad one.
Yeah,
but guys, it's like men. No, you can have that there for sure. But it's awful. It's actually a metaphor for falling in love with like a new love and then losing them to cancer.
Yep.
Which tragically is what happened with David Cronenberg. His wife eventually, you know, passed due to that after a long struggle and. You know, he had stopped work just to be with her. It's amazing how, you know, art can happen like that. Like, had he any idea?
Yeah.
And a movie that gives so many people like closure and peace watching is like a nightmare that he ended up living.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen King had like the same kind of like very tragic.
Oh, yeah. Because he got hit by that car and left on the side of the road. Well, with David, he's so fascinating right now. He just did a movie with his daughter, Caitlin Cronenberg, and she filmed it. And it's him examining his own dead body after he's died.
Oh my God.
And it's, oh my gosh, it's fantastic. But at the same time, and I think this is what freaks people out about David's work right now. I've been lucky enough to like have a little like peek behind the mirror of what it is and what he's working on. He just wrapped a movie. I don't know anything about that, but his stuff right now, it makes you feel uncomfortable because it's so personal. And it's something we all have to, like death is something we all have to deal with. Disease is something we all have to deal with. But for some reason, it's taboo and we don't talk about it. Yeah. And also when we have a partner, and I think he does this so beautifully in The Fly, how you go from that attraction to how that attraction is still there and you still want the connection, but it becomes more difficult and it almost feels like you're almost in this kind of horror movie that you can't control and you really want to, it's just fascinating. I think he's asking questions people don't like thinking about, and whatever his new movie is, I think it's going to freak people out. Like, if you can stomach it, watch the short film. It's a lot like David Bowie with his Black Star album. Mm-hmm. It just seems the artist is so self-aware, not only of his impact, but what's in store for him next. And right. He's not scared. Or maybe he's just he's asking, how could you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Matt, I love horror movies. I remember my mom took so much shit letting us watch horror movies, yes. Read Stephen King novels. And I'm like, Mom, I hope you know all of them still. Cause like, well, it clearly worked out.
Yeah.
Totally.
Every horror director I know grew up the same way. Like, oh, my mom and dad were weird about it.
Yeah.
And usually we're weird kids. Like, we don't have a lot of.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's weird. Like people, they're always, I think that must be so weird when you have that like Children of the Corn moment where you're a teacher and you're like handing the assignments. Kids are like, okay, here's a dog. Here's a house. Here's a flower. Why is everyone murdered in this picture?
Oh God.
There's just crayon everywhere. And yeah. They're like, well, that's the demon. And he was eating souls. And you're like, fuck.
Okay.
Better call the parents in. And they're like, this is normal. Like, who knows?
Yeah, I think there's two types of people. There's people who are curious and don't care. They want to find things out. And
yeah.
Then people that don't want to know passionately and are happy to fit in because, you know, anything you do different from this group takes you away from the inclusiveness. But when you already kind of start as an outcast, you just kind of find the other outcasts. And, you know, if you are listening and you think you're an outcast, we're outweighing the normals. Like there's so many more of us than the normies. And every day a new weirdo is born. Yes. So just, you know, hang in there and, you know, get to me on Twitter if that's the only form of communication left in the world. Or, you know, meditate, send your astral self to visit me. But, you know,
that would be dope.
Unite. And, yeah.
Wouldn't that be dope if they just made all this social media as this like a synthetic hive mind and they're just like, okay. And then they took it all away because they're like, now your psychic powers go in. You can insta-message someone with your mind.
Oh my God. Dude, it excites me because like, fuck the Facebook community. Like go out in your own neighborhoods. Yeah. The amount of people who are like, do you know about this in the world? Do you know like there's someone who like needs help with groceries right in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Like instead of, it would be awesome if social media was down because we'd be like, man, we have to care about our own communities now.
Right.
Fuck. And if you stop and look around since lockdown, some people have been doing a lot worse than us. It's scary.
It's true. Yeah. It'd be nice if the world was like Grand Theft Auto, not the game, but think about the
what are you saying?
No, hear me out. Because they have the world map, right? And then little missions pop up and then you can see it. And it's almost like you're an Uber driver of life and you're like, oh, this person doesn't have lunch today. Well, I'm making a big lunch so I could maybe bring food over. Or maybe this person needs to go downtown. Well, I'm going downtown and I'm already lonely. Maybe they can come shopping with me. And I know, right. I feel like they're, that might be a nice thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because people.
Genius is listening.
Yeah, people like genuinely, I think for the most part, I don't know, want to be good and want to help others. So it's like, they just don't know how.
No, true.
I think that, you know how back in the day, they're like, oh, these devices will take us apart. They really have.
They're right.
Like the amount of times that somebody has picked up a phone and started filming someone when they're already agitated and they've escalated a bad situation into worse. Like what has happened to us, like keeping the phone down and just resolving our conflicts, like person to person, instead of like, tweeting out like your side of the story, you know, like maybe we don't need social media. When I was a child, you know, you'd call someone, you'd make a plan. Everyone would show up.
Yeah.
Well, no one could bail, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you would be like,
yeah, we're going to be there on Friday at 4:30. And then you had to be there on Friday at 4:30.
Yes. And there's no integrity. Check-ins. There's like the constant check-ins. Even while you're there, you're like, oh, is this person even going to show up? And then you'll get a text being like, sorry, I'm not there. And I'm gonna coming.
Right. So like, I didn't get the text confirming that we were still on for today.
Oh no.
Because the communication can be so fast. If you're thinking, I better check on this thing, you can, you know?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I know. Well, we were even saying that if someone phones you on the phone, you're like, why the fuck would you do this? Like it's weird, you know, but there's some people who use it for good, like.
Sure.
There's always a dude on set and there's always, and everybody always wants to party with them. And it's usually like the biggest name actor or something. And he's always like, no, I have to be here for however long. I'm not going to see my family. And you always see him talking to putting his kids to bed, talking to his wife. And he's just there on his little phone and he's making all the faces and everything. And you're like, good for you using your phone properly.
That's
where you're like, oh, look at the miracle of technology. He could say goodnight to someone in Philadelphia while he's in Vancouver. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
And that's where the miracles end.
I know.
That's life though. You amplify anything you want. I mean, like Sam Neill was taking people on tours through his vineyard during COVID. Like,
yeah,
oh,
he was.
Just have a nice wine. I'm like, oh dude, good for you. Thank you for sharing.
I guess it depends on your follows. You choose your life, right?
Oh yeah. You can follow like angry people if you just want to sit there and like Bill Burr it all the time and be like, argh!
Sure. But yeah, that's the thing. Some people are doing just, hey, this is my cool painting.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like
or
Anthony Hopkins.
Kitty. God bless all of you for posting your pets.
I love Anthony Hopkins too.
Have you seen his Instagrams?
Yes.
His paintings. He's so weird.
He makes me feel so alive and always like dancing around.
Yeah.
And he's like, you have to enjoy your life for you. No one else is going to do it for you.
Yeah. It's the
best. Oh my God. Have you, it seems off topic. Have you read Jim Carrey's autobiography?
No, I haven't.
Because Sir Anthony Hopkins is all over it. I did not know those two hung.
Wow.
He is such a soulful, sweet, wonderful man.
Cool.
Like, yeah, very cool. Apparently they hang out in like dive hotels and talk about life being hard. I'm like,
wow.
Could you imagine working at a dive hotel and be like, oh my God, it's the biggest actors in the world.
Yeah.
And they're having Hunter S. Thompson Day.
Oh my God. That's great.
Yeah.
Another question, like, did you have any like, posters on your walls, like celebrity crushes growing up. Like,
I'm a big gamer, so half of you will be like, you don't know this person, but Solid Snake from the Metal Gear Solid series. I worked at an EB Games, and there's a huge cardboard like thing advertising a Metal Gear game. It's awesome. It's by a game creator named Hideo Kojima. If you haven't like dedicated like 1,000 hours of your life to a video game series. This is it. He was like the ultimate. I thought
it was
a good
game.
So
they had
hot. I know it's a fictional man. I don't care. He was perfect.
I love it.
And that's how you find a perfect man. He's fictional.
You probably.
Well,
they had him in the Super Smash Brothers.
Yes,
games.
They did.
That's how I know who it is.
Nice. Oh my God. Play fighting games?
Just like the odd ones. I've never really had like gaming consoles growing up.
Really?
We had like a PlayStation 2 for a bit, but like my brother would play and I just play whatever he was playing. Like,
That's cool.
But yeah, it was great. Of Super Smash, and we did have a Super Nintendo. We had Mortal Kombat.
Oh god, nice. Such a good game. Yeah. You punch someone in the face, and 4 liters of blood comes out. Yeah. You're like, yeah,
aggression. That set me up to be disappointed in real life when you punch people, and like no blood comes.
Depends how hard you punch. Like, look at Becky Lynch. She found that. She found 4 liters in her face. She was like, yeah, iconic.
Just to break the right part of your nose.
I think my first ever crush was Darkwing Duck. I don't know if you remember him. Let's get dangerous. Oh, yeah. And then I think somebody wisely told me you can't have a crush on a cartoon character. And he's a duck. And I didn't think these things through. I was like, oh.
You're like, oh, why not?
Okay. So then I was like, I have to find someone else. And like, obviously Batman. So I was like, and then I was like, I can't be in love with Batman. His name is Michael Keaton. So I got a little picture of him and he was by my bed for a while. And then I read an article and he had a son my age. And I was like, uh-oh, that's probably not going to work out. And then I was like, okay, well, you know, I still can love him. We just can't be together.
Right.
I thought the age thing wouldn't work out. I don't know, Michael, if you want to give it a go, let me know. But you know.
Yeah. It's so funny with celebrities. You do like, overthink it as if it could actually happen.
Yeah, you do, because you're like,
well, it's not realistic because of this.
Well, he's already in a marriage, so yeah.
When you find out that somebody's married or he has a significant other, you're like,
oh, you check the girl out. Chance. You're like, I guess she's okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was checked, like, are they happy? Really? Arguing photos? Like nothing. Okay.
It's so mean when they put up the arguing photo. Could you imagine like you're having like a bitchy fight with like your significant other, and then you look online, they're like, oh, someone is being awful. And I'm like, don't take his fucking side. Like,
that's a celebrity though, man. Someone taking like this tiny little snapshot of your life and everyone weighing in on it just based on that moment.
That's amazing. Like, yeah.
What a nightmare.
I thought I was going to Bill Murray also I had a crush on. When I was young, I didn't realize they would it wasn't him. It was Veikman and Egon Spengler. Egon,
okay. Harold Ramis.
Harold, yeah, but Egon was so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was smart.
He wrote Egon, if that helps.
He wrote the whole thing. Yeah. He's very talented.
Wait, what's that?
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Egon? Ghostbusters. Oh, Harold Ramis.
She's calling Egon by his character. She's in Egon.
Because Egon's like a Hungarian name. Right. Yeah. Be called Egon in this day and age.
I haven't seen Ghostbusters in a long time.
Oh, man. You know, I really love the first two. Like, they're so cool. And I heard that it was leading to the story where the mayor was in on it the whole time. Oh. And I would have been like, that makes sense.
That would have been a great one.
Yeah.
What about you, Gina? Who did you crush on?
Oh my god. So many people. I had like the teen magazines and I would just like put everybody up.
Like Tiger Beat?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was like J14 and one called M. But actually, I did have wrestling crushes. I had a poster of Scotty Too Hottie.
He was hot. Perhaps too hot.
It was in the advertising.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't not. Yeah, I loved him. And I did like Edge and Christian too. I thought they were
very goth, like, you know, glam metal vampire stuff.
Yeah, because at that time they didn't talk.
Yeah.
They'd come in through the audience and it would be all like,
I don't really know what you were watching. Hair. That was good though.
Yeah.
They looked like a couple extras from The Matrix. So hot.
Yeah, their weird sunglasses. Yeah. So
just
90s.
An open shirt. I always love it when like someone in wrestling in a tiny, tiny little underwear, usually a man, can be so threatening. And I'm like, man, it's like
Stone Cold. He's just a vest and undies.
Yeah, wearing
Nowadays, you had like Dean Ambrose, who's now Johnny Moxley, like wrestle in jeans, and that bothered me even more. So I'm like, it can't be comfortable in those jeans.
Yeah, how does
they
he
don't
move?
Breathe.
We're gonna send him some stretch jeans. We're gonna be here you go, John.
Maybe it's jeggings. Maybe we don't know he's wearing jeggings.
He should tell us and sell them because we buy it for sure.
Yeah, and like John.
What about
Cena?
David Duchovny? Because of X-Files, I always thought he was like so dreamy.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
again, sex addiction. Like if I went after him, that could have worked out. I didn't.
I had a crush on Gillian Anderson. I was like, she's amazing.
That's
a
good
still
one,
is.
Right?
Yeah. She's like aging like incredibly.
She's like a whiner, and she's just better in every rendition. Yeah. Just like Elvira. Elvira, I don't think has aged at all. Witchcraft.
True.
No, yeah.
True. And a lot of people focusing a lot of energy to this like general area and be like, don't let it age. Don't let it age. Don't let it age.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one can see what I did, but they know what I did.
She just like came out as a lesbian and says she had a spouse this whole time.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's weird because I'm surprised she came out because everybody knew. Like everyone had met her partner, and she's so awesome. And it's funny because I remember the first time we hung out and they're like, oh, and she's with her partner and it's a woman. And I was like, that's the hottest thing ever. I was like, are you serious? And they just look at you because they're like, there can't be more of a heterosexual like wet dream. But I was like, and lesbians like it too.
Exactly. I honestly feel behind every strong, beautiful woman is another strong, beautiful woman just yes. lifting her up. And as I have to say that Cassandra has been living out. And I think because of the generation that we're living in, everyone's like, she came out. Oh my God. I'm like, I don't think she ever wanted to be like the token like for this. And of course she's going to own it and like support everyone that now she's another icon. Now she's a gay icon instead of just a horror icon. But yeah, I'm glad that gives people a lot of like, oh my God, Cassandra. And I'm like, really, if you ever see any really, really like with her makeup artist, of course. Yeah.
Well, you know,
a more intimate relationship that's hours long. And also like, it's so hard to be like Cassandra is so beautiful.
Yes.
And so smart.
Yes.
And so funny.
Yeah.
And as soon as she comes into the room, most people have to be sold on the fact that she's like so smart and so funny because they're like, oh my God.
Yeah, their IQ drops for cup size. They're like, oh no, my brain.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them, their blood in their brains. Yeah. They rush to another apparatus, as you put it.
She's so sensational. And she's part of the Groundlings, the comedy troupe. I mean, Paul Rubens came from there.
Yeah.
Chris Kattan, Will.
Sherry O'Terry, I believe.
Will Ferrell. Yeah. Like everybody, literally every Melissa McCarthy, like every giant comedian has come out of there. And I think her and Paul Rubens were the two because he did Pee Wee Herman and she did Elvira. They had like very strong characters that kind of like were bigger than them to the point that when they were humans, people were like, wait, what? Like,
true.
Don't you always have a beehive and a V-neck? And aren't you always, you know, tequila? Yeah. Do. Like, they don't know. Isn't your bike getting stolen, Pee? Like, they don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, they're human.
They think that that's them.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool that a lot of people who might be struggling with their identity be like, whoa, well, Elvira did it. I feel like I can do it. Like, they've had sexy feelings about Elvira for the longest time. Like, I feel like Michelle Pfeiffer did that with Catwoman for a lot of young ladies. But I feel like people would be like, whoa, I realize I too might have gay feelings.
Allison Hannigan is Buffy. Yeah. In Buffy as Willow.
Yeah, that was a big conversation.
She was straight and then she was questioning and then she realized, oh, because it just felt natural. And I think that was like an eye-opening moment for a lot of people because it's like, it does feel like this is okay.
Yeah.
And you know, we are in such a weird society where other people, like, you really think about religion saying who you can have sex with or not? I'm like,
mind your business.
So crazy.
Mind your business. No kids, no animals. No then offense. Mind your business.
I just can't accept a God that's as petty and perverted as we are. I really just
could you imagine him on a cloud? To it. And how did you do it?
And I think there's nothing more beautiful than loving who you love, especially if it's. I'm not. And people are like, you're gonna have sex with a tree now, and I'm like, if the tree's into it, sure.
I don't think you get it. It's
no.
Just
some people just go to the extremes of it. It's as simple. Consent, adult, understanding, love, just let it be.
Yeah. So true.
And, you know, I think that it's been such a dark time. Knowing Elvira is, you know, queer is just a light at the end of the tunnel for a lot of us.
Yeah, CM Punk coming back to wrestling.
Yes.
Elvira is gay and has a wonderful girl.
Her show is back. Her show's coming back.
She's doing like a show for October. Yeah.
Oh.
Tobey Maguire is going to be Spider-Man for people named Sylvia. It's very, it's like
it's
everybody
is cleaning up, getting Emmys, playing Margaret Thatcher. Yeah. She was great.
All bases are covered. Everything is We're okay.
The 90s is coming back. Guys. Social media's down. Social media's down.
Yeah. We're like, winning. This is like a time capsule. I'm like, maybe this is the last day when it was just Twitter. We were here, Gina. We were here when it happened, man.
And they're going to seem like record. Such insensitive assholes. You know the riots that came from the social media shortage. Oh, damn you, so
nobody would
sisters.
Know how to meet. People would be like, should I call them? I'm just going to sit inside, wait for my Netflix to come.
Yeah, if they're mad at you, they can just do in their houses. They can't like just... tweet at you and be like, fuck you. Like, they'll have to be like, fuck you in their own homes. Exactly.
When I was a kid, I didn't think you could talk to anybody around the world and just do that. Life.
It's the future.
Yeah, way of the future, man. Time for the future.
That's a good note to end on. We're at the last of our time.
Excellent.
But I like to ask everyone like a few quick questions at the end. So I ask everybody this, regardless of what we talked about. What Spice Girl are you, each of you?
Oh.
Ginger Spice.
Posh. Sorry. Sorry, Gina, not sorry. But as soon as they didn't come back, I was like, I'll just drop in. I'll do her. I know the hand things, but whatever. You know, guys, make your own decisions. Girl power.
Amazing.
Who are you?
I was always baby as a kid, but now I say I'm sporty.
Oh.
Because not because I'm athletic, but because I think she's like just like
she's
chill.
Cool.
Yeah. She's cool. She's the best singer.
Yeah, she's an amazing singer.
Yeah.
I like that you get to the hard questions at the end.
Yeah, this is
you're like
exactly.
You warm us up and then you're like, okay, we're not like fucking around now.
Business.
Lightning round. Yeah. Okay. Trip them up now. Gained confidence with them.
Right. We're going to talk about what I'm interested in. okay. If you could do any of these like big four 2000s reality shows, would you do Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Race, or American Idol?
I would do Big Brother. I, Jen, would do Big Brother because it seems like the least amount of work. And all, like Survivor, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I'd survive that. An Amazing Race, that sounds like running. But, and then there's the singing thing. And I got a Johnny Cash kind of voice. You love it
it's
or you
funny.
Hate it.
I would say, yeah. I just give them a short shoot. And I was thinking like American Idol, just one song. Oh, we don't want it. I know. Thank you.
Right.
I feel like Big Brother would be fun because they just put a bunch of hot people and get them liquored up and hope they bang. Is that basically it?
There is like a prize money at the
end.
Oh,
if you stay long enough.
It's
like,
not
it's like
about
a,
like...
It's just like being most popular.
It's popularity
because people vote you on and off and they watch you 24/7.
Yeah.
I feel that I know how to direct, but knowing how to direct, you know how to get under someone's skin and manipulate them. I would use my powers for evil.
Wow.
And I'd look at the camera and be like,
shocking, Jen.
It's just you and me, audience. Fuck these people.
Well, you'd be fun. Maybe you would stay.
The producers
would be like, let her stay.
No one's ever done that. Like, they're just talking to the audience. They're like, I'm your best friend. I think you're awesome. Afterwards, you know, I would love that. Watching The Circle and be like, you guys are so great. I hate everyone here.
Yeah,
like, I would be into that person.
I have like a little list. Are you trying to drive everybody insane? That would be fun. Good for you. I hope you get on it.
I love The Circle also.
I love The Circle.
You just said The Circle. I'm like, oh, I want to be on that show.
Oh, my friend actually.
I vote for you.
I think I know somebody who does casting for that. So I'm going to bother them and be like, where's your Canadian Circle?
Oh my God.
Because come up to Vancouver.
They need to do the Canadian Circle.
They should.
I feel like they would be like, you guys are twins. Yeah, right. Out.
They could call it The Circle, eh?
It's the circle.
I'm sorry. That's our lightning round.
That was free ideas for you.
No, that's okay. I think those are the only questions I had anyway. It's the shortest lightning round of all time.
I was expecting which Ninja Turtle and which Ghostbuster are you.
Oh my God.
I'm glad I didn't have to humiliate myself.
Favorite Backstreet Boys
actually,
song.
Which Mortal Kombat character are you?
Oh yeah. Do you have a favorite Mortal Kombat character?
Me?
Gina? Yeah.
Oh God. I'm trying to think of them. I always liked being Raiden.
Yeah.
You well, like the power.
Beating up a bunch of mortals. It makes sense. Yeah, like they electrocute people.
Yeah. It's fun. What about you?
I liked Katana because you could play as her super cheap. I love Sai. That's my human used weapon. So I like Melina, but Sylve always plays as Melina and kicks my ass.
And she's cheap and she's slutty.
I'm very cheap.
My favorite kind.
Oh, yeah.
One game you had to, the most, like if you beat everything, you got an outfit where she just had like bandages barely over her lady parts. And I was like, worth it. Also super offensive, I guess, to most people, but I was like, hot.
Yeah.
You survived the 90s where everything was so sexual and violent, and now it's like the pendulum's the other way, man. You're gonna have to survive another 10 years to see it go back.
My fragile little mind has been warped.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Bless you. Thank you for having us. You fucking rock.
Oh, wow. Thank you for being here. Oh my God. Where can people find you or your movies or I don't know.
Oh,
anything
yes.
you want to plug?
We are the Soska Sisters. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook.
Those things still exist while you're listening.
We have a website called TwistedTwinsProductions.net. You can get connected to everything cool that we're up to.
Yeah, our
on
store,
that.
Whatever social media sites are still standing.
Yeah, we're weird nerds. So like hit us up. We actually reply. Because, you know, we're all shut-ins now. Love you.
Yeah. Oh, and if anyone wants any occult jewelry, I will make you it. I'll make you a rosary, a mala, bracelets, whatever you need to survive the apocalypse. I'm here to help you. I will Ooh. Witch for a small fee.
Okay, and let's plug the movies. Rabid, which is a remake, first remake of any Cronenberg movie. It's a remake of his 1977 classic in the same name. It's available on Tubi right now. And Dead Hawker to Trunk and American Mary are available on YouTube. And you can also get it on Shudder in the US. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Also, Rabid, we wrote it and shot it and released it before COVID. And a lot of people are
a lot of people
such
get
a COVID
offended.
Movie.
We
and didn't... I'm like, I was just trying to guess what was coming. I didn't know it was like,
wow.
Yeah, coming right now.
And actually, again, David Cronenberg knew about it like over 40 years ago. So burn that witch. We're just, you know, his disciples.
Yeah, he said a disease would really bring society to a crashing halt.
How edgy.
Wow. And for me, you can follow the podcast account on Instagram, if that exists, at Dearest Pop Culture. But also just subscribe and leave a review and tell your friends to listen if you liked it. And that's it. Thanks for listening. We love you. Bye.
We love you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for letting us in your ear.
Yes.